Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Robert Rosette, senior historian at the International Institute for Holocaust Research at Yad Vashem. Dr. Rosette, thank you for talking to me here on Chai FM this afternoon.
Yes, I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
Dr. Rosette, it's been 80 years since the commencement or the onset of the Holocaust. I suppose the question we should be last asking is, have we learned anything?
I think that we've learned many things. I don't think we've yet learned how to prevent something that could be even close or similar in any way remind us of the Holocaust. We have not yet gotten there. But we have learned many things, I believe. First of all, we've learned a great deal about the Holocaust itself and how it happened and why it happened and what people experienced, the motivations of those that were involved in carrying it out. I think we've learned a lot about that. And I also think that we've learned some very important lessons from the Holocaust about the sanctity of life and about preservation of human dignity and how central they have to be to any kind of world we want to live in.
Wow, I hear you loud and clear. I just know, having lived through the last year during a pandemic, about how polarized opinions are and people are and how social media has aided the dehumanization of the other. And I'm wondering, really? You know, I'd like to hear what you're saying and I'd like to believe it was true. I just have my serious reservations whether it is in fact the case.
Well, I when I say we have learned, that's a good question, what we always means. And so, of course, there are unfortunately large parts of humanity that have not yet learned the importance of those lessons. And that has come out very clearly in many of the things that have been said during COVID. And particularly anti-Semitism that's come out during COVID, where Jews have been blamed for creating the illness or for creating the illness on purpose so they would create the vaccine and then make money from it, and many other kinds of things that have been said. The Holocaust has not left us with some sort of indelible ability to understand when there's evil about or when there's things that are being said that have no roots at all in reality. For those who delve into it carefully and deeply and thoughtfully, I think they can come out with some of those tools.
I came across an article earlier this week. I just wish I remembered the source. Unfortunately, I don't. It was a very disconcerting article, Doctor. It was saying that Jews had always relied on education as being the bulwark against the Holocaust ever happening again. And what they're saying, or the thesis of the article, was saying that is not the case. That given extreme anti-Semitism in terms of where it's happening on the university campuses. What is your take on a statement like that?
Yes, I read that article as well. And what it was saying was that there were more anti-Semitic attitudes among educated people where they had measured it than against people who were less educated. Well, first of all, the questions are, what are you educating people to do? Because the great scholar, Franklin Littell, who was a Protestant minister, who was one of the earliest ones to deal with the Holocaust from his world, as it were, called the Nazis technically efficient barbarians, meaning that they were educated in technical things, but they weren't necessarily educated in other things. They remained barbarians. So the first question is, what are they educating them about? I think that when we educate people well about the history, and in particular the history of the Holocaust, it will help them to understand some of these things, and it helps them to have less anti-Semitic ideas. There was another study carried out last year that showed that people who studied the Holocaust tended to be more pluralistic in their views of the world and less ready to stereotype people and things of that nature. So again, it depends what the education's all about.
Yeah, no, absolutely fascinating. That article really did unbalance me somewhat, I must tell you, because I was one of those who also always thought it's all about education, and yet that was concerning in the extreme. The place of Holocaust Memorial in 2020, the importance of a day like Yom HaShoah, your views?
Yeah, here in 2021, where it's so many years afterwards, 80 years after the beginning of the systematic mass murder, that began in the summer of 1941 and then evolved into a policy of the annihilation of all Jews everywhere. And certainly we're now 76 years, if I count right, after the beginning of World War II. So a lot of time has passed. And if once upon a time for many of us, the Holocaust was an immediate subject, meaning that many had gone through it who we knew, some survivors, of course, as well. And for many of us who were born in those years after World War II, it was something that was living in a sense. Now that there's so many less survivors, that's receding and it's becoming history. But I think it's still very relevant because there's many issues about the Holocaust that, again, still concern us today. We said a few things about them just a moment ago, and there are some really important other issues about it. From a Jewish point of view and from a universal point of view, the great changes that happened in the Jewish world because of the Holocaust, the ramifications of which we're still dealing with, and those aren't changes that you can just get over in a generation or two. And that's still very much part of our world. Just the fact that where Jews live, what languages they speak, things like that changed tremendously after the Holocaust. And then for the rest of the world, the more universal questions about falling into evil or let's put it another way, the Nazis wanted to create a utopia for their racial group as they saw them. If you weren't part of the racial group, you weren't part of the utopia. And then in their opinion, any means were justified to reach those ends, including murdering innocent people, murdering the Jews simply because they were Jews. So there's very important ideas in that that are still relevant to us about what do we want to achieve and can we do anything to achieve those things, or do we have to have some sort of a moral break, things that are just you can't do. And that we all have to understand that.
Yeah, I think we're nearly out of time, but I don't want to end this conversation without talking to you about Israel. I think the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, this would never have happened had there been an Israel. And yet we are confronting in our lifetimes right now the most virulent boycott movements, the most intense anti-Israel movements. Do you think Israel has become the Jew of nations?
Well, I think this is a process that began already in the 1970s where people replaced the word Zionist or Israel for the word Jew when they were being anti-Semitic, and they apportioned to Israel all of the negative qualities they had been giving to Jews all along, right? The anti-Semites, and so Israel then came in that place, or the word Zionism or Zionist came in that place, and that became a very strong idea, deeply rooted. It's still out there, and Israel is often demonized as Jews have been demonized throughout history. What's different, I suppose, or what's important to understand is, of course, Israel and Jews and the Jewish people have a lot of friends out there, too. It's not like the whole world is demonizing Israel and is against Israel. And it's also that Israel is not perfect. And anybody who lives here knows how imperfect we can be, like other countries across the world. There are things that we need to make better, but that doesn't justify demonizing Israel, of course.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's quite interesting because when I started the show about an hour ago today, I mentioned the fact that the first flight from Abu Dhabi, commercial flight from Etihad, left Abu Dhabi to Tel Aviv yesterday. And remarkable things appear to be happening. There seems to be a realignment of forces, certainly in the Sunni world, which makes it a very exciting time to be alive.
It is a very fascinating, difficult, and complex time to be alive, as we all know, with many challenges that we're facing on so many different fronts, a lot of uncertainty. But on the other hand, again, as Jews living in this world in the 21st century, I think that we understand that in many ways things are good for us as a people, not perfect, and there's plenty of problems that we have to deal with. But if you have a historical perspective and you look back to how Jews were living in the world, say in the 18th century or before, things have vastly improved. And also for really all mankind, things have improved a great deal in many, many ways. And again, there's still a lot to do.
Dr. Robert Rosett, senior historian in the International Institute for Holocaust Research at Yad Vashem. Thank you for taking time out to talk to us this afternoon and for giving us your really interesting perspective and pointing out that we're actually in a really good place. I value that. Thank you.
Thank you.